All right, Leif and I are here, and we're going to do, well, I guess you'd call it an addendum to the fishing report, but it's something that we always look forward to, time for a fish tale.
Yeah.
And I think I know what we're going to talk about, mm-hmm. and if I'm right about this, I've got some music we'll play at the end. You want to talk about...
My buddy Hank?
Your buddy Hank. Big Hank.
Oh, Hank the Tank.
Hank is a returning fish into Leif's life. How many years have you caught Hank now?
Well, I've known Hank for about 3 years now. He enjoys long, screaming runs on the banks of the Methow River. He likes devouring giant hopper patterns, and he's about the trickiest old fish I've ever met.
Now, how do you know that you've got Hank again when you get him?
Well, you know, I mean... In my life as a fish culturist and now as a fishing guide, I've probably seen, you know, millions of fish now, really. Mm-hmm. But individually, I've seen some fish a lot, too. And I've learned how to see those little subtle differences and similarities. And so when I see a familiar face, it just kind of pops out to me, especially with our local cutthroat.
So what's Hank look like?
Well, he's, you know, he looks a lot like your West Slope cutthroat should in its more pure form. Most of his spots are back on his peduncle or his tail, you know, dorsal fin, adipose tail region back, and his flanks are relatively free of spots.
Is peduncle an official word?
Yeah, that's what they call, you know, not, because if you say tail, it's like just the tail, but peduncle means like the wrist part, you know, forward of that, almost all the way. It's like saying foot and leg.
That's a great word, though. I mean,
I just got to drop peduncle whenever I can.
We got to start using that.
Yeah, we got a great peduncadunk, you know.
Yeah, it's your peduncle hanging.
So, yeah, I mean, but he's got this yellowish hue on his face. Yeah. He's got all his fins are perfect, and he's got this cute little button nose.
He's
and,
got a different nose, you mentioned.
Yeah, I mean, even my friends that have seen the pictures a little bit are like, oh, yeah, you know, they have had no problems. My friend Brandon Pasley there with Globetrotters, he's like, oh, yeah, holy cow, you did it again. And it's him. And, you know, it's just funny. I had kind of given up hope on the whole thing. I'd gone back to the hole where I'd found him for the last 2 years, probably, God, I don't know, six times this year, and caught maybe a 6-inch little female. And the hole just looks different. It had kind of leveled out. And we'd always spoken about how the West Slope cutthroat liked to stay in one hole for their whole life. Mm-hmm. But, you know, this one, I think, just changed so much that he wanted to move. He didn't move far, though.
Yeah. So that's one thing we learn about these fish is they would prefer to stay home if they can.
Yeah, they're a homebody.
But he had to move this year.
Yeah, you know, his where he was laying, it just kind of doesn't have the same kind of O2 generating ledge that it did there before. It kind of flattened out. And mm-hmm. so there's just not, it was so shallow before that it really depended on that. Because if that fish were to sit in the foot and a half deep of water that it usually would be at about mm-hmm. this time of the year, he'd be picked off in a second. He's so big. He's very, uh-huh. very visible.
Now, that's another thing about fish that maybe we'll just bring out generally. Mm-hmm. They can be bigger mm-hmm. or smaller even mm-hmm. the next year. How's Hank doing?
Yeah, so like we were talking, and it was kind of what I was expecting from what I'd read about fish that had been encountered year after year, like with these brown trout in New Zealand. You know, Hank seemed to have last year maybe, I mean, you know, he could still grow a little this year, but it seems like he maybe hit his apex year last year. Uh-huh. He's just a touch smaller this year, but... you know, like humans, you know, it's kind of almost that heartbreaking story, but, you know, you can't just, like, expect him to get bigger and bigger and bigger and then just disappear into the great fish beyond or whatever. Uh-huh. But he's also wiser. He's also, he's got some new moves this year.
You're just saying that because you caught him.
No, I'm not trying to just, like...
What did he throw at you?
No, he does these long runs, of course, that make you think you're going to lose all your line. But then he'll bash his face against the rocks on the bottom and try to dislodge the hook, which he'd always done. And then he's also had this little short boogie, quick turnaround that's gotten a few people where he'll run up about 10 feet, turn on a dime, and like just, I mean, fraction of a second, come back at you about 5 feet and shake his face since the line uh-huh. is loose and he's made that little jig move so uh-huh. quickly, you can't suck it up and he shakes it out of his face. Well, this year, he's thrown in these like things where he does like a slow front flip or back flip underneath the water while kind of barrel rolling. So he's changing the angle on the hook so many times on you that you think there's just no way it's going to uh-huh. hold. And he played me through the entire hole where I found him, about two holes up from the old uh-huh. one. He played me from top to the bottom. He was on the other side of the hole from me, And man, I knew it was a great fish. And when I got him in, it was kind of in the middle of all this craziness, like I told you. So I didn't even realize as I was driving away and just kind of playing it back through my mind's eye. And then when I looked at the picture, I was like, holy cow, it was Hank. And,
yeah.
And man, well, it made me feel good.
Well, this is a great story. You know, I mean, we were actually learning a little bit about a fish that's been hooked year after year. Well, hopefully year after year. But for you, 3 years in a row now. And he's actually learning from you. And you're a pretty skilled fisherman. But he's given it his best to get off that hook.
He is a skilled fish. I mean, I've seen him get away so many times, you just kind of got to tip your hat to that fish. He's like that smallmouth bass song you have where these all the lines hanging out his face, and he just kind of does it as a game. But, and if anybody wants to check it out, I have on my website there at Met Howe Fishing Adventures, just go to flyfishersproshop.com or just Google search us, and you'll find in our back editions just on the website there, search Hank the Tank, and there's the article that I wrote there about him, and it's got the first 2 years of photos of him, and currently now I've got a couple pictures of him this year. So if you'd like to yourself, just kind of give yourself a test at how you can ID a fish and see if you think I'm wrong or right on this one, go ahead and check her out.
This is great. So in the kind of honor of Hank reappearing again today, we're going to play Hank Williams III song. And actually, we'll do a different song each time. But I think Hank Williams III is a good choice for us, both and I.
Third year in a row with Hank. He is kind of a, you know, that makes him Hank III. And he is kind of a crusty old punk rocker.
Yeah.
You know, slash hillbilly.
Yep.
What is that? Cowbilly?
Punkabilly.
How do you, you're better with that.
Cowpunk, punkabilly, psychobilly.
Hellbilly. There really is a hellbilly.
Oh, yeah. you better believe it.
And there's like a fish on a billy now. You know, if anybody ever wants to check it out, just like I said, go to the website there. We got some great pictures of my buddy Hank. And, you know, everybody get out there and try to see what you can do to introduce yourself to some fish you might get to meet year after year on the Met Howe. And be safe while you do it. Fish on.
All right, here's Hank.